You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Hey now, you are now listening to The New Untitled Show with Tim and Steve. I'm Tim Prudhomme, and hey, there is Steve Shelley.
Hey there, Tim Prudhomme.
Hey there, Steve Shelley. We just heard Liar by Argent. That goes out to You Know Who. It came out in 1970 on Epic. From the self-titled Argent album. And we're wishing a happy birthday to the bassist, Jim Rodford, who also happens to be the cousin of Rod Argent, formerly at that time of the Zombies. And Steve, I see you found another Jim Rodford.
I did, Tim. Jim Rodford also spent time playing with the Kinks and the Zombies, and he played on this favorite by Colin Blunstone.
Saw your picture in the paper. My, you're looking pretty good. Looks like you're gonna make it in a big way. Well, I always knew you would. But I
and all those records sound about the same. And all those heroes seem a little lame. You need a way to tap your energy. Electromagnetic flow in you and me. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow.
Godforsaken town. Nobody. Amsterdam.
Welcome back. You're listening to WYXR. This is the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve. I'm Steve Shelley here with Tim Prudhomme. We just played Living in Hope by The Ruddles. That's from the self-titled Ruddles LP. Came out in 78. Barry Wom, with air parentheses, drummer of The Ruddles, was played by drummer John Halsey. In real life, John was the drummer in a group called Pato. And he also played with Roy Harper. Before that, we heard Strychnine. That was the Sonics. From Here Are the Sonics. That came out in Etiquette in 1965. Electrophonic Tonic. That was Sonics Rendezvous Band. That was a 7-inch. Came out in 2006. But we imagine that cut was recorded somewhere in the late 70s. Mid to late 70s. Corpus Christi Carol. That's Jeff Buckley from Grace. Grace came out in 1994, and that was based on an English hymn from the early 1500s. And we started off this set featuring the bass playing of Jim Rodford, backing up Colin Blunstone on Carolyn Goodbye. It's from the classic album One Year. One Year came out in 1971, and I believe it was produced, or mostly produced, by Rod Argent.
Well, Steve, you just played The Ruddles featuring Barry Wom on drums. There's another drummer that we should mention because it's his birthday. From not the pre-Fab Four, but the Fab Four, Ringo Starr. It is his birthday today. I forget, do you know how old he is?
I think he's in his 80s.
Yes. We're going to play a song. This is from an album called Buku of Blues. I think it was his second solo album. Came out on Apple in 1970. It's his country album, recorded in Nashville, with session players. All the Nashville Cats played on this. It was engineered by Elvis's guitarist, Scotty Moore. And the drums on this album, he had two drummers playing on different songs. So, and they were either, so on this song, I'm not sure who played on it, but it was either Elvis's first drummer, DJ Fontana, or his second drummer, Buddy Harmon. But so this is a tune called Silent Homecoming.
Patiently she stares down the runway. Today is the day that he is coming home. Seems like he's been gone a lifetime, and a lifetime is a long time to be gone. But there are songs that need singing, things that must be done. There are thoughts that still need thinking, and there are wars that must be won. vegetable when they sent for him. An overnight turned him into a man. Proudly he had served his country. In a war he didn't seem to understand. The flag still waves, his war is over. He'll never have to kill again. And as she waits, she thinks it over. His winning worth the price we pay to win. Her thoughts keep wandering to his childhood, when all his hand grenades were merely toys. War was just a game that he was playing, with plastic guns like other little boys. And every day when play was over, put his little toys away, and she'd be standing waiting for him, the way she's waiting here today. As the plane stops, she starts thinking, will he still look the way he did before? Will his eyes reflect the pain of killing? Like most young men when they come home from war. His last few minutes seems like hours. She tries her best not to cry. But there's that hearse filled up with flowers. Did he really have to die? No, 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 no.
But Swallows come back to Capistrano. That's the day you promised to come back to me. When you whispered farewell in Capistrano, that's the day the swallows flew out to the sea. All the mission bells will ring, the chapel choir will sing, the happiness you bring will live in my memory. When the swallows come back to Capistrano, that's the day I pray that you'll come back to me. Chapel choir will sing, the happiness you bring will live in my memories. When the swallows come back to Capistrano, that's the day I pray that you back to me.
Never gonna see you again, am I? Never gonna see.
Thank you.
gonna see you again. Am I never gonna see you again? Am I?
You are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee. We just heard one of the most beautiful songs, Good Night by the Beatles, from their White Album, also known as The Beatles. Came out on Apple in 1968. And again, we are wishing Ringo Starr, the vocalist extraordinaire on that tune. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Ringo.
Happy birthday, Ringo.
Yes. Oh, and what's his mantra?
Peace and love.
Peace and love, Ringo. Before that was Never Gonna See You Again by Susie Higgy and Conway Savage from their album Soon Will Be Tomorrow. It came out in 1998. Before that was When the Swallows Come Home from Capistrano, an oldie from 1940 on the Decca label. That was the Ink Spots at 78 RPMs. And before that, Sir Douglas Quintet gave us I Don't Want to Go Home, 7-inch from 1970 that came out on the Smash label. We started it all off with Ringo Starr from his album Bukus of Blues, a tune called Silent Homecoming. And Steve, do you want to continue with this birthday mode?
Yeah, and let's turn the heat up a little bit. This is a song by Ringo that he recorded in 1973. And he got a lot of his famous friends to play on this this record. And in this particular song, we have the great New Orleans pianist James Booker playing piano. And we also have Mark Bolan playing guitar. It's a song written by Randy Newman. As we continue to wish a very happy birthday to Ringo Starr.
Yeah. Well, I got to take a break from it all, 'cause the wind and the wilderness call, and I just need some peace from the storms. I got to take a break from it all, and I got to take a break for a while, where there ain't another human for 100 miles. I hate being enclosed by the walls, and I got to take a break from it all. I'll be dancing on diamonds, I'll be skating on glass, I'll be chopping up wood, is all that I've got. It just plays Hank Williams and some bad honky tonk, 'cause I got to take a break from it all. Just the bark of a fox and the hoot of an owl. I ain't got no connections or a satellite phone. I'm avoiding the pictures and the people back home. And I just got to break free from it all. You see, it can't last forever. I'll be diving back in. It's good for my soul, yes, it's saving my skin. 'Cause I love the laughter, the women, the wine. I just got to break free from it all.
Listening to WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Steve Shelley. I'm here with Tim Prudhomme. We just played Dreamy Skies. That was the Rolling Stones. That was from Hackney Diamonds. They put that out in 2023. That song features Steve Jordan on the drums and heartbreaker Benmont Tench on Hammond organ. Hold Me Dancin', that was Margot Gurian from 25 Demos. That was released on Oglio in 2001. And that was a demo, a great sounding demo, by the way, a demo recorded around 1978. And Have You Seen My Baby? That's Ringo Starr from his fabulous Ringo album. He put that out on Apple in 1973. And that's it for the celebrations, Tim. I keep paying taxes.
Yeah. And what are you getting for those?
Well, I get a lot of heartbreak, I think. But I feel better when I listen to Fred Wesley.
Yes, and we're going to send you off tonight with some Fred Wesley and the JBs from his album Damn Right I Am Somebody on the People Records label. Is that James Brown and People Records?
That's right.
Yeah, from 1974. This is a tune we're going to send you off with soon. This is called I'm Paying Taxes. What Am I Buying? See you next week. Stay tuned for Shanksky Shuffle.
We'll be right back. This is House Shoes, and you are listening to WYXR 91.